Welcome to episode 60 of the Toronto Indie Scene. My name is Andre Skinner. We have an awesome show lined up for you this week. We have Eden Ants live in the studio. We're also going to be playing some United Steelworkers of Montreal, some Pelt, some Bombay Doors, so stick around. But first, here's Eden Ants.
Hello, IndieCan Radio. This is Adam Ender of Eden Ants, and the song is called Oh Nicole.
After all this time, Eden Ants, welcome to IndieCan.
Thank you very much for
thanks.
It finally worked out. I mean, we've been trying to do this show for what, like
four, 2 years?
Yeah. 40 years.
Well, you guys were originally recognized in the first Toronto Independent Music Awards. Won an award there.
Yes, we did. We won Best Indie Rock Award.
Yeah, deservedly so.
Thank you.
Performed at the second one. That must have been fun, being on the Phoenix stage.
That was great.
I almost called it the Diamond Stage.
Yeah. That's the old name for it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, the Phoenix stage is always, like, exciting because, I mean, as an independent artist, you don't really get to play such big rooms very often.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So that's kind of special, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. But, I mean, I can already imagine that, like, you know, the smaller rooms have their own kind of essence and it gives you more of, you know, more of a connection with the audience, of course, and I mean, we're always very full of energy, and we're known for having dance floors, so it's good to be close to the dance floor, you know, that way you can feed off the crowd. Like, I do that a lot as a singer and as the lead dancer. I really feed off the energy of the crowd, so it's great for me to be close to where the dancing and the action is happening.
Yeah, certainly the one thing we're missing here at IndyCan is Adam's tambourine.
That's true, actually. I brought it along because, you know, it's not really that much of a show if the tambourine isn't tambing.
Now, let's talk about Pop with Brains, because I think that's a fabulous idea. In fact, I would say it's one of the best organized regular showcases in Toronto.
Thank you.
You draw a great crowd. You obviously do some work with that. People can expect a great lineup of bands beginning to end. It's always fabulous that way. And it goes to a good cause. Can you talk about why you chose CAMH, the Center for Addiction and Mental Health?
Well, the idea all just kind of started with my own frustrations regarding the cliquiness of the scene in Toronto. Some of the other showcases are very selective about who they invite to actually play their shows, so if you can't beat them, join them. So I decided to start my own series. And then as I got more involved with it and I thought of the moniker Pop with Brains, it just kind of clued into me that it should probably be a charity show, and what better for Pop with Brains? There's no better cause for Pop with Brains than to donate to the Center for Addiction and Mental Health. And of course, the Center for Addiction and Mental Health makes total sense with our communities, because many of the greatest artists of all time have been obviously eccentric characters, or somehow either had some sort of mental sickness or some sort of addiction. So it makes sense to kind of full circle.
Almost in investing in our future.
Right.
Down, baby, down, 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 down.
So tell me about the new music. What was burning inside you that made you decide we need more Eden Ants music?
Well, we've been doing this for such a long time now. I don't even want to say how long we've been doing this for. I mean, it's weird because there's a sense...
Veterans of the Toronto indie scene.
Yeah, because we were even talking about this. I mean, it's great to be around for a while and you kind of build your own legacy and you learn new things every single year that passes by. I mean, stylistically, we've changed so much. When we started, we were more like a synth pop kind of outfit, and then we went into a little more of an arty kind of indie sound, and our last independent EP, Take What You Want, is more a little bit harder edge, a little bit more punky. But it's just about, for me, artistically, the inspiration comes from just it's a personal challenge, really. Like, I'm always feel as good as the last song that I wrote. So, depending on the last thing that I produced, is kind of where I feel I stand as an artist. So I'm always trying to just better myself and produce something that's better or fresher than the last thing that I produce.
You don't seem to take yourself too seriously. I mean, your lyrics, there's some humor in it.
That's true, for sure.
And you just have a quirky way of looking at life. And it's not always boy meets girl, boy loses girl songs. You have some interesting subject matter and some interesting imagery in your songs.
Thank you. Yeah, I think, the days of the 1950s, which I'm a big fan of 1950s doo-wop and everything else, but those lyrics still like ring true in a very naive sense in today's social climate. So I think it's more important to talk about things more more closely and maybe more realistically. So, for example, a relationship. I mean, it's good to, instead of just saying, like, ooh, 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 baby, I lost you, for example. It's more about, like, just trying to deal with the pain and coping of imagining your ex-lover fucking other people. For example, and it's more about making it more guttural and more real so that the listener can actually imagine the situation more and actually transcendentally kind of experience what you might have experienced.
Yeah, I mean, you don't preach from the mountaintops with your songs.
Certainly not.
They're definitely street level.
Yeah, I think it's important to, I mean, obviously, I find that the best art, whether it's a sculpture or a song, is very simple and... is it really about simplicity? I mean, Eden Ants has always been about kind of producing the most honest and simplest version of whatever we are trying to do. So we're always kind of scaling back on layering and production and trying just become like build the band muscle up in order to just become much more of a raw, true band that's really in tune with what's going on.
Collectively, I mean, the music just seems to have. Like, it comes at you from different directions, right? Sometimes you get an Iggy Pop feel, and then you can get an AC/DC feel, and then you can get some sort of,
right.
Doo-wop kind of
sure,
thing
yeah,
going
totally.
On. What about the other members of the band? Where are you coming from musically?
Well,
I think he's AC/DC.
Yeah, I would say he's AC/DC. Well, like, I don't know, I grew up listening to Metallica and Led Zeppelin, and that's pretty much my main influence. And these guys have opened a lot of like windows and doors for me musically, and my tastes have evolved, so to speak.
So it's not strictly the 905 kind of listening.
No. I've listened to pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Including country, but you know, I don't know. Heavier stuff is closer to my heart, I must say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you. Represent.
I was definitely raised in the punk and new wave type of stuff. Like, definite child of the new wave, so.
I think the eclectic influences of this band kind of bring the sound together. Like, often we do have stylistic issues where we'll argue about things.
A lot of arguing.
Yeah, we do a lot of arguing, but sometimes it can get really frustrating. But then again, like, you know, we hear about those stories about Paul and John, you know, arguing about, and that's what made these like great, amazing, timeless Beatles tunes.
So George Martin.
So I think like some friction. I think some friction is good, but you know, it's just about kind of throwing it all together in the blender and seeing what comes out. I mean, when you were part of a band, you always have to negotiate and, you know, kind of just compliment each other and just work together as a gang in order to get to wherever the song will take you.
Well, how does the brothers thing pan out in the rehearsal studio? Do you seem to see eye to eye, or come at things completely differently?
Most of the time, yeah, we kind of understand each other, either on a musical level or just sort of brother wavelength, where we'll just look at each other and I'll know what he's thinking when we're working on a new song, if it's good or not good, or that's the direction or not the direction. And we like a lot of the same kind of stuff. So,
yeah, I think it's also because our parents are great and everything, but they are not music lovers in any regard. Like, they don't have music
love. But yeah, we've been jamming in their basement for 14 years.
Right.
they don't mind us being there.
But I think it's also the fact that we're on the same kind of wavelength musically, even though we've both gone through different phases, is that the fact that we both got our first true like taste of music together watching Much Music in 1983. You know, the first time when it aired, and
yeah, we got it right when it came out.
We would watch that like all day, all the time.
Twisted Sister, that was the shit.
Oh yeah.
We're not gonna take it, define the next 20 years of our lives.
So have either of you ever worn spandex? You have to be honest with our listeners.
I've done a little
here.
PVC.
We used to wear like really ridiculous outfits when we first started, because we were, well, this band Eden has started because we wanted to make future rock. Okay.
Yeah.
So we wanted to make rock from the future.
Somehow the future rock ended up in the goth scene.
Yeah. So we ended up dressing.
That's where the future rockers hang out.
Yeah. We were really, for our first 2 years, we were very popular in Toronto's goth scene.
Somehow, even though we didn't even look like goths at all.
But then, you know, kind of influenced us, started dressing a lot more glam. And there was some like really, really atrocious fashion decisions that were made. For sure.
Well, that happened to Kim Mitchell too, so you're not alone.
But does he still wear spandex?
I don't think so.
That's the thing that kind of keeps us going though, is because every day you're like that much closer to whatever it is, right? I mean, I'm like closer today than I was yesterday. So I mean, that's what kind of keeps it going after all these years. Because I mean, why stop now? We've achieved things. Like, I could quit today and still claim that this band Eden Ants has been very successful. I mean, we've achieved things that like I never planned on achieving when I started. I just wanted to, all my life I was told that I was an awful singer, that I had an awful voice. So for me it was just about seeing, hey, I can do this.
Hey, Leonard Cohen wanted Juno.
Yeah,
he's a big fan of Leonard Cohen.
Yeah, Leonard Cohen is a major influence of mine. Cool. So it was just kind of like, you know, I think life's about just kind of getting out of your comfort zone and seeing where it can take you. And so far, I mean, this road has been twisty and turny, and our last independent EP, Take What You Want, just hit number one this month on CIUT 89.5, which is amazing because, I mean, the thing about college radio is that it's actual DJs, music lovers,
yeah,
that are playing music that they want to play, unlike corporate radio, which is all super,
yeah,
contrived.
Yeah, you can't send them a fruit basket,
right,
and a roll of hundreds.
Right. Right. There's no payola, right? So it's great that when all our hard work really influences, you know, that kind of support locally. And it's great that we're finally getting that support locally because, you know, it's necessary to. I mean, this is our city. We love Toronto. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. And I think it's a great music town. Very happy to be part of it, and it's just really nice to finally have some sort of recognition within the actual Toronto scene.
Do you think it's really up to me? Because I only want to die peacefully. In my sleep or in your dreams, girl, nothing left behind. And only I survive, cause that's the way it's meant to happen.
John Phelps,
Tanu Therical,
for the Toronto Songwriters Festival on IndieCan.
Catch my breath, oh, get me to the back door.
You think that you can stop this cold like a brick wall? Countering a tennis ball thrown from the hand of a small child? Did you think that you can stand up proud and tall? Well, Mr. Wilmy, Mr. Wrecking Ball! The syncopation of my heartbeat, possible to concentrate, playing in an odd time, drumming to a theme of a dream realized. A number never tasted so sweet, and the shell's a battered wall of disbelief. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, I know the almond comes today. Then I'll smell everything, I wonder what becomes of me. And I felt, and I felt, and I felt everything. Remember disbelief, I broke it just in time to be the first across the finish line. Waited long enough, today's the day I take that almond cup. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, I know the almond comes today.
Right, in that last set, we heard Pelt with a tune called Love Rocket. They were just recently in Toronto at the Reverb, playing a breast cancer research fundraiser. After that, we heard Bombay Doors with a tune called Almond Sculpture. Now, these guys are a band to watch. I just saw them at Toronto Indie Week, and they absolutely kicked ass. They were playing at the Horseshoe Tavern, and best band I've seen in a long time. You gotta see them live. They're about to go on tour in support of their new 7-song record called Toss the Match, so keep your eyes and ears peeled for that. Next up, we're going to slow things down a little bit with some United Steelworkers of Montreal featuring Émile Bertrand, so check it out. Thank you.
Clear the pen, mopping floors, closing doors. I'm on my way home to you. Dreaming just comes easy when work is too hard.
Side with you, and sometimes you sink right in it. Sometimes you lie, oh, people die. It all comes within it. It all comes within it. So heave away, haul away yourself for a minute. Don't be afraid of the world if you ain't out there in it. If you ain't out there in it. Sometimes you can buy a smile, more times you gotta win it. But you don't need to own the world to fit right there in it. So sit right there in it. Take your saddle back into the sunset, relax and soak right in it. It's a bumpy road, you'll win, you lose. So sit yourself down, enjoy it. Sit down and enjoy it. And heave away, haul away yourself for a minute. Don't be afraid of the world if you ain't out there in it. You ain't out there in it. Minute. Don't be afraid of the world if you ain't out there in it. Heave away, haul away yourself for a minute. Don't be afraid of the world if you ain't out there in it. You ain't out there in it. There's a rhythm armored like a knight, a revolution useless in this modern messed up world. There's a song, there's a song. Comes a lover for every wandering soul. Comes a match from a pile in this modern messed up world. Comes a soul. Comes a soul. A wandering soul. There's a soul alive, a wondrous soul, a wondrous soul. I'm a dreamer and I think too much, I know. But I'm told and I think every song's about one soul. A wondrous soul. A wondrous soul. So I wonder. There's a song I but one soul. There's a soul. Now we'll sing them all. One of souls will sing. They all sing along. Wonder souls will sing along. They all sing along. They all sing along.
We just heard some brand new music from Don Bromrig. We heard a tune called In It and The Wander Song. I love the accordion in that first tune. I'm going to turn the mic over to my friend Joe Chisholm for this week's Industry Insider.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Joe Chisholm from IndieCan Radio. We've got some special guests in our audience and a special event. Let's talk about the Toronto Songwriters Festival.
Well, the Toronto Songwriters Festival, which is coming up on October 13th and 14th, we created it a couple of years ago actually as a way to raise money for children in Laos and India who otherwise wouldn't be able to get the opportunities that we get here. We run a charity called Jaidi Goodheart Children's Fund, and 2 years ago we teamed up with Songwriters Unite to create this amazing event, which brings songwriters together for a greater cause, and it also brings people together for a greater cause. And Songwriters Unite also supports this sort of social gathering for support for others. So that's how it all came about.
And we love the idea of promoting local talent, local artists here, because when we went to Graffiti's, we were just like in awe with their talent, and yet no one really knows about them. And so we want to also give them a chance, a venue for local talent to really show their stuff.
There's a lot of awesome Toronto talent that's under the radar, definitely, that needs to be exposed. So.
Exactly.
That was one of the things we really experienced. Just hanging out at Songwriters Unite and traveling from club to club around Toronto, it just blew us away, the incredible amount of talent that exists in this city. And so we're really excited to be able to create a platform for that.
Can we talk a little bit about what you accomplished last year?
Oh, I would love to. Last year's festival raised over $5,000, and we were able to take that back personally to Laos, and we totally overhauled the kindergarten school. We built toilet facilities with clean water. We got desks, chairs, books, everything, you name it. We brought it in, and this was a school previously where a lot of the kids were getting sick from parasites and other things like that, and we actually had $1,000 left over. And we took that to India, and we bought books for 400 children there at a school in near Calcutta.
That's amazing. Good for you guys.
There's a little story of impact that what we did, like bringing fresh water to the school. This little boy ran with his bucket of soap and clothing in the morning to school, and the mother asked, "Where are you going?" "I'm going to school. Why are you bringing your towel and your soap?" And he goes, "I'm going to take a shower there." "What?" And the thing is, this is the first time they actually experienced taking shower in clean water. Whereas, like most people there swim in the Mekong River, and there's a huge epidemic of parasites there. And I know that there's people there dying in the 30s because of parasites.
Mm. Wow. And where can people get information about tickets?
Yeah, well, the tickets are available from Hugh's Room, so call them directly to get tickets. But if you want more information on the artists and the festival, it's www.torontosongwritersfestival.com.
We hired a tow down a coast and rode. Often Dracula, my friend, you'll never fall in love again. It's not something I'd sink my teeth in. You hold the blame and bear the cross. They'll burn you like the holy water that you swallow when you are lonely. Cut up Frankenstein, lifts his arms to the sky, and he starts to cry. But Mr. Frankenstein, my friend, don't you even pop a stitch, 'cause love's a bitch. Yeah, it is. A stumbling skeleton said, kid, don't you fall in love again. And again, and again, and the goblin on a leg takes bigger bites again today. He says if you love something, then you gotta eat it right away. And then I came upon a ghost who lifts his glass and makes a toast. Here's to love seeing right through me. Jack the Jack-o'-lantern lived at San Francisco better, dancing like a crazy pumpkin. He had his heart carved on his side, some crazy kid that held the knife. Asked mommy, can we eat some of him? His mom ripped right inside of Jack and tore the guts right from his back and cooked him up and salted them. Now he's a hollow, lifeless shell. Candles light his eyes and light his hell, and he feels so very rotten.
Right, in that last set, we heard music from the 2007 Toronto Independent Music Awards compilation. We heard More with Bangkok. We heard The Ride with a tune called Paralyzed. And we heard Laugh Out Loud with Again and Again and Again. I want to thank our guests from the Toronto Songwriters Festival who came in today. And to sign off, we're going to be playing some music from Sunlight Ambush with a tune called Diesel Breath. Thanks for listening to the Toronto Indie Scene. My name is Andre Skinner, and we'll check you later.
were the ways of a life of disaster. These were instructions in times of disease. I burn up the manual, I light up the diesel, I put my heart at ease.
For more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit IndieCan.com.